Now we have an item on St Helen's Church in Benson from the vicarage. Remember, remember the 5th of November. As a child, we would say those words as we prepared mentally for the crackle of bonfires and the smell of fireworks in the chill air. I don't know whether children still repeat that rhyme, but November has become more than ever a month for remembering. In addition to Guy Fawkes Night, when we remember a past attempt on the lives of parliamentarians, even as our present-day parliamentarians face ever-increasing threats to their own safety, there is also Remembrance Sunday, when, as a nation, we gather to remember our war dead. In the church, November is also All Souls Tide, when we call to mind before God our own loved ones whom we have lost and commend them afresh into God's safekeeping. Remembering has always been an important part of the Christian life. We are told by the writer of the book of Deuteronomy to cultivate remembrance of all God's goodness towards us. And of course, Jesus tells us, as he institutes the Holy Communion at the Last Supper, that we should do this in remembrance of him. At the root of all this remembering, as Christians, is the conviction that we have to become a part of our own history, over and over again. We must remember ourselves, that is, make ourselves again and again members of the story we have inherited, so that we can continue to live it out. That means, above all, deliberately rehearsing the stories of God's past kindness and mercy towards us, and especially the story of how he sent his only son to die on a cross for our sakes. It also means remembering what has befallen us, our families and our country. You are warmly invited to join in both our Remembrance Sunday service from 10:50 at the War Memorial in Benson, and in St Mary's in Newham, and at the annual services of All Souls on Sunday the 17th of November in both Benson and Newham churches. On the latter occasion, we will read out the names of all our departed loved ones as we commend them to God's safekeeping. If you would like the name of your loved one to be included in this prayer, please do send me a note to that effect, either to the vicarage or by email. And please come along yourselves. That's written by Father Patrick Gilday.